This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 22. What to say? Our reading comes from Acts chapter 4. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame, and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in his name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them, because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. Matthew 10, verse 19. When they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit. Are you ever at a loss for words? I am at times, in difficult or sensitive situations where the cost might be high. In our reading for today, we see Peter and John living out a promise that Jesus had given them, that the Holy Spirit would provide them with words in difficult situations. Jesus had commissioned his disciples to continue his ministry, and now they were doing as he had taught them. They were healing people and proclaiming his forgiveness of sins and his resurrection from the dead. But Peter and John were arrested and brought before the religious authorities in Jerusalem, and those leaders wanted to know how the disciples had the authority to heal a lame man. The critical moment had come, and Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, proclaimed boldly that they had healed the man in the name of Jesus Christ, who had risen from the dead, and that salvation is found only in him. Unlike Christians in parts of the world that are hostile to the church today, most of us have not been called to account for our belief in Jesus. We can be grateful, though, for the faithful witness of Jesus' followers, and we can trust that the Spirit will give us what we need when we too may be called on to share the truth about our Lord and Savior. Pray with me. Jesus, Help us to trust you and the Spirit to help us speak with love and boldness when we are called to do so in your name. Amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.